Blog Talk Radio.
What's involved in taking your movie idea from just a thought to the big screen? How do you assemble a cast, select the locations, buy the equipment, market the final product, and, oh, by the way, raise enough money to complete the project? It takes more than just wishing about it to put all the puzzle pieces together and ultimately make a profit for you and your investors. And if you're an independent filmmaker, like our guest today, it takes guts and courage to actualize on your vision. On today's show, we'll meet Crosby Tatum, a creator of the forthcoming comedy Surprise, Surprise, and we'll learn how his idea as a budding filmmaker is about to take center stage in the months ahead. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you are listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas with Focus on Empowerment. We are delighted that you have joined us today. It is raining here in Boston again. We're going to get rain for the next day or so, but, you know, at least the grass loves it and all the plants. So that's our liquid sunshine thought for the day. I'm also excited for a number of reasons. The Multicultural Symposium Series is kicking off again with its webinar series that will start this coming Tuesday, June 18th. And our subject is Straight Talk About the GLBT Community with Sema Lieberman. It's going to be a really powerful webinar where you'll have a chance to really learn and separate out the facts from fiction with Sema. She's been a friend of mine, a diversity professional for probably 15, 16 years on the West Coast. We have a real power-packed program for you. We'll give you more details online starting tomorrow. You can go to mssconnect.com, mssconnect.com. It'll have all the details on the homepage. This will be a free webinar. Now, our webinar series is part of the membership part of the Multicultural Symposium Series, but we're going to actually offer this webinar for free for you to actually participate and listen. We'll probably have it on the homepage in its entirety for some time, and then we will archive it in the members-only section. So this will be a great opportunity for you to learn more about the GLBT community, learn more about the Multicultural Symposium Series, and take full advantage of this really powerful program that's this coming Tuesday, June 18th, from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We're also excited about the November 7th Multicultural Conference that we are busy planning for. Just right around the corner, it will take place again at the University of Massachusetts Boston campus in that beautiful alumni lounge that overlooks the harbor. It's a beautiful room. We will have a dynamic, robust lineup of speakers, workshops, roundtable discussions, everything imaginable about multiculturalism packed into one day. So we encourage you to sign up. That information will be on the website starting in July, again, with the schedule, the list of the speakers, and how you can register to be a part of that exciting event. As a member, you automatically get the conference series. So do sign up when it actually appears in July. And then this month is Student Safety Month that I created some 15 years ago when my son tragically was killed in a single-occupant car crash on June 14th, 1997. In 1998, I came out with Student Safety Month and now have packaged it together into a kit that you can download at my website, finding out ways where you can keep young people safe, helping them to make the right kinds of decisions and choices so that they can live rich, long lives. You can go to either one of my websites, either mssconnect.com or either tellcarole.com, tellcarole.com, and download the kit. You'll see the logo, click through, and then you'll have a chance to download that kit that will be helpful. And spread the word, share it not just with your own circle of friends, give it to some young people or some student groups or parent groups that you know of in your respective community. You'd be glad you did. Well, I am just fascinated with independent films, and I have been so because as often as possible, I go to the Roxbury Film Festival here in the greater Boston area that's held every year. It's actually coming up at the end of June, and it's exciting because I see the works of and the ideas of those who actually not only have an idea, but then they actually bring it to the main screen, either as a short film, maybe it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or a full feature film that is well over 50 minutes or more. And I, through Facebook, social media, had a chance to see the activities that were going on with a new film that was in production and a very special screening that took place a few weeks ago by Crosby Tatum and his cast of team members. They have created a wonderful comedy called Surprise, Surprise. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce the filmmaker, the co-producer. He's going to share with us all of the ins and outs about filmmaking from his perspective in this wonderful film. Crosby Tatum, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Thomas. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you. First of all, tell us, you're a Boston native. I thought when we talked earlier before the show started, for some reason I wanted to claim you as a Detroiter, but you're not from Michigan. You are Boston bred. So that's a really good thing. But I just want to, has filmmaking always been something that you've been interested in, or just in the last couple of years? How did you get involved in becoming a producer and a filmmaker?
Well, I started to get involved with filmmaking when I was at Bunker Hill Community College. I was learning about media. At first, I actually wanted to do recording, basically, you know, be an engineer, an audio engineer, recording artist,
right,
or, you know, music and things like that. But I started falling in love with filmmaking when I made this short martial arts movie called Crouching Tiger Hitting Guy or something of that nature. And after that, I said, okay, this is what I want to do with my life.
That's great. That's really good.
So after that, I went to the New England Institute of Art where I studied television broadcasting. And basically, I started graduated in the school with an associate's degree in television broadcasting and also the 2003 Most Outstanding Broadcaster of that year in television.
Wow.
I believe I'm the only African American Latino to win the award. But
really? Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
And so you learned the craft going first to Bunker Hill, and that piqued your curiosity, and then you moved on and received the degree in that area. Then what were you ever saying to yourself, I don't know if I can actually, you know, go from a short film to a longer film? What was the transition from one to the other?
Well, in between the time that, you know, our movie, when we started producing our movie, and from that point, it was like, me and my partner, Jacqueline Holland, we were doing short form videos when the web video thing started to kick in. And we're doing short sketches of a comic show we called The Block Presents. That's all. And we were
Hello? Crosby?
Yes, I'm here.
We're having a little... Okay, great. I'm sure that probably the weather is probably interfering with our reception. So just repeat what you said in terms of you and your partner and how you made that transition from short films to now a feature-length film. Crosby, you with us? Crosby? Let's see if we could. Crosby, can you hear me? Oh, I think we lost him. And I'm sure he's going to call right back. Unfortunately, we lost his call. We'll definitely get him back on. We're talking with Crosby Tatum, and he is the co-producer of a wonderful new film called Surprise, Surprise. I have lots of questions to ask him when he calls back in because I want to learn about what he's been doing and the whole mechanics of filmmaking and how he put together such a wonderful film. It has a meaning to it, too. It's a comedy. But if you go to their website, you can learn not only about all of the cast members who were there, but you can also learn about the film itself. Go to www.surprisethis.com, and you can learn more about Crosby's new film. Crosby, you back with us?
Yes, there seems to be some moon showers or something of that nature coming around.
Right. Yeah, crazy weather out here, so I'm sure it's affecting the waves. But tell us about you and your partner again, how you went from shorts to the evolution of now a feature-length film.
Right. To truncate the answer, we started out doing sketch comedy videos online, and then we always talked about doing a feature-length movie. As a matter of fact, surprise, surprise, our feature-length movie was one of the first ideas we came up with back in 2005. So after which, you know, we spent years just working on the movie, trying to make the script strong enough that we can go ahead and just make the movie. And we just came to a point where we just said, we got to do this thing now. We just
got to
make this movie.
Great. Well, I think all that time before you were sort of perfecting your craft, so when the final product will come out in the movie theaters, people will say, all of those years of hard work are really paying off. So why, surprise, surprise, why you starring in this film? Now, I thought about Spike Lee also and how he got started in movie making. First, he was at Morehouse College, and, you know, one thing led to another, and you see where he is now. You started off at Bunker Hill Community College. You never know where it's going to lead you. So why was this project so important to take to the feature-length full screen?
Well, honestly speaking, I felt that, the story that we came, I felt it was very strong enough. I felt that it really resonates with our core audience. And most importantly, I just love this story. My partner Lazzy came up with a great story, and you know, I pretty much put the words to it. In terms of the screenplay, and I really also juxtaposed the character itself with my life during that time period. And I just felt I need to play this movie. I need to get this out of my system because it's going to help me to grow more as an individual who deals with social anxiety when it comes to or social awkwardness. And I felt that, you know, I felt like this was something I needed to do to get over that hump in a way.
Well, again, I think it's a brilliant plot because there's so many, particularly young people, young adults, who are out here in the workforce. You know, they're trying to make a living, they're trying to make a difference, and they, you know, their interpersonal skills may not be that strong. They may have some other issues in terms of trying to be glamorous in a world that's very, very glamorous. You've hit on all that with Surprise, Surprise, and I think it's so your self-defamating humor in terms of looking at yourself and poking fun at yourself is, I think, brilliant in terms of how you really made yourself a character, but not in a way that people can just sort of laugh at you. They can laugh with you and understand the importance of trying to develop and grow and empower yourself.
Right, exactly, and that was actually the point where we were trying to make when we made this movie. And I've heard from a lot of people about hey, you should try to find somebody else for this type of role, and like, you know, some people close to me said there's only two people that could play this role, yourself and whoever you choose. So
now your best friend in the movie is that your co-producer as well? So you're both playing each other.
The person who's playing the second lead in the movie, his name is Jay Holland. He's actually Jacqueline Holland, my partner. That's his brother, actually. It was slated for me and my partner to play those roles. However, he got busy with certain things, and Jay stepped in, and we were glad to go ahead and use Jay to be a part of the movie. And we're just fortunate.
I love that's great. That's great. Tell us about the leading lady, the young lady who you met online, and I'm not going to give away all the plot, but it's just such an interesting way in terms of how you were interested in her, she's interested in you, but you didn't want her to see your picture. Tell us about the leading lady.
Well, the leading lady, her name is J.D. Ashill. She's actually a Waterbury, Connecticut resident. And J.D., she's a wonderful, talented actress. This is actually her first feature film. And she made the commitment to just come from Waterbury all the way to Boston for us to shoot scenes for our movie. And she's just a trooper, to be honest with you. And how we found her was actually through a casting call. She was slated to play another role in the movie, and then we just did a 180, and we said, okay, she's going to be the leading lady in Surprise, Surprise.
Ah, good for you. Good for you. She's really delightful, too. And what about your philosophy teacher? Tell us about that actress.
Well, we actually, her name is Allison Wachler. She's been in a number of different film projects, worked with Donnie Wahlberg, and just I believe she's also going to be in Grown Ups 2 coming out this summer, next month. She, you know, she hit me up, and she wanted to, you know, see about playing the role of the teacher, Mrs. Lyman, and I said, okay, she's definitely what I was looking for in terms of the look, her attitude, and also how she carries
right.
herself,
right.
and also somebody I could learn from. And I said, okay, Allison is definitely somebody we could definitely go for, and made the move, and we were able to basically get her.
Great. That's great. Now, tell us a little bit about, did you work primarily with ingenue or young budding actors, those who wanted to play a part in your movie? Here you're talking about the philosophy teacher, actor, Allison, who is obviously a seasoned veteran actor. How did you get through, or how did you work with unions? I know that, you know, obviously the Screen Actors Guild is something when you're in filmmaking you have to be concerned with. How did that play a factor, the actual actor unions in your filmmaking?
Well, Allison and also Mike Messier, they were, you know, union actors in our movie, and we basically filled out the paperwork with SAG to handle that, and everything was a go pretty much from there.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. So no issues at all?
No, we just filled out the paperwork, and everything was perfectly fine. From there.
Great.
And basically my philosophy when it comes to just casting is you want to have a great mixture of youthful energy, but you also want to have, you also want to have, like, you know, the maturity, and you also want to have seasoned experience in certain key roles, so that basically you can build a future and a generation for those who are learning, and also, you know, get what you need done at the same time.
Right. Now, tell us about the financing. How was your movie financed? How difficult was that? How easy was it? And is the financing, the fundraising, still going forward?
Well, I can say that financing is an interesting situation, for especially as a filmmaker coming up. Number one, the first person who I, you know, the first investor for the movie was myself, because if you want to find investors, the best thing you could do is just invest in yourself, in terms of time, money, and energy. And then basically what happened after that is through a number of resources that I accumulated over the years, we were able to basically raise some of our finance and our production money through Kickstarter.com. And also and basically, we set our goal low for Kickstarter for production money, and then we also we were able to take out a loan to basically finance this movie. It was a myriad of things. It's just not like one person, you know, puts up so much amount of money. It's basically a myriad of things. It's basically a bigger budget type of what I like to say production workflow, financing workflow. It's just done on a smaller level. So basically, when you have a bigger,
go ahead.
No, what I was explaining is, like, on the bigger budgets, you usually, when you attach talent, you usually would also get financing from distributors. You pre-sale to territories, and also you also do gap financing in that sense. Well, in our situation, we did sort of those things. We just did it with just putting up my own money, and then my mother, and then just family and friends and Kickstarter, and, you know, that's how we got to where we are.
Well, you bootstrapped it very well. You certainly did. But what does it take to make a movie like this, you know, without giving all the details, but in a range, is it $100,000? Is it $500,000? Typically, how much does it really cost to make a movie like this?
Usually a movie like this, when you have pretty much a star or two or no stars at all, you're usually working under $200,000 for the most part.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you're basically
working, you know, low budget for the most part.
And I would assume you are still raising money for this film, just as you are dealing with your marketing issues and finishing the film and doing all of the edits. Your door is still open in terms of fundraising?
It's no matter what, we're still going to be, doing more fundraising for our movie when it comes to just finishing and also just for marketing our project and also to travel as well, because we do plan on going to several film festivals. We do plan on reaching out to several people about our movie to have it seen across the world. So,
I'm going to your website, and I'm going to actually donate because I believe in what you're doing. And here you've gone to family and friends to bootstrap this very important project. So, I love the fact that you put in the first dollars in terms of investment. So that says a lot in terms of you believing in your product. Crosby Tatum, what can you share with those who are listening to this show who may be interested in filmmaking themselves? What advice would you give them?
Honestly, the advice I would give to any person who wants to pursue our industry is if you believe in your vision, just go for it. No matter what, if you don't have all the tools, find the tools that you need and just go with it. There's no right or wrong way in this business. It's actually your way. And once you go your way, you are going to go far.
I love that. Now, surprise, surprise, when do you expect to have your grand debut? We actually had a chance to see it in Cambridge when you had a private screening. We didn't see the ending. We definitely want to see the ending. I know that you're working on a lot of the mechanical edits of the film. So what is your timeline at this point in terms of the film debuting and then the various film festivals that you will be hitting between now and probably the next year or so?
Well, we do see our film. We seem to be a good ahead of schedule. We're hoping to have everything done by pretty much a few weeks to next month at this particular stage, and then basically having our grand debut pretty soon. And after that, we do plan on doing a world premiere, either in New York or L.A. For our movie.
Huh. I love it. Are there any particular film festivals? I hope that you're going to enter it into Roxbury Film Festival. Are there any others that are a must on your list?
Well, unfortunately, we did have Roxbury on our minds. We just we didn't have a cut ready for Roxbury this year, so we'll have to shoot for next year. But I do have we do have the Harlem International Film Festival we have on our minds, and the Hollywood Black Film Festival. I feel that our film is definitely going to I don't want to say anything, but I do feel like our film is going to definitely change the way how people perceive black films at this stage of the game. But that's just my opinion. Don't take it to water for anyone else. But I do feel like our film is strong enough, and that we just wherever we want to play, whoever invites us, we'll play because we want to get this movie out there to as many people as possible.
Mm. Who's been a hero for you in this industry? Anybody come to mind? Obviously, there are many directors and producers, actors who have become directors and producers, some in Hollywood, elsewhere. Who comes to mind in terms of someone who's been a role model for you, Crosby?
There's so many inspirations that I could think of in this business. Number one, Spike Lee comes as a number one because of his independent spirit. Tyler Perry, number two, because I feel like I'm living Tyler Perry right now. working 9 to 5, and this is sort of like that play that, you know, that's gonna get me to that next level. And
right.
You know, there's just so many people from Scorsese to Oliver Stone. I mean, so many individuals. Michael Mann. There's just so many individuals I could think of off the top. I can't think of off the top that draw inspiration to me. Recently, one of my inspirations is Christopher Nolan, out in Chicago, who's worked with a number of black actors such as Tangi Miller and Christian Keys, and he's just been such a mentor and inspiration. He's actually an investor in our movie, Surprise, Surprise, and hearing from
great.
Him and hearing how the business works, which is a piece of knowledge I've been looking for so many years, it's just been such an inspiration.
Well, for me, what inspires me is, number one, you're a young man, you have a vision, you clearly are working with a team, you are savvy in terms of the financing and what it takes to really get something like this off the ground. But I love the fact that you're based here in Boston. So often people think you have to pack up and move to Hollywood or New York to get something like this done. And here you're making Boston your base. You're not going to leave us, are you? You're not going to go out to Hollywood or to New York, are you?
No. Boston's my home. No matter where I go, no matter where I stand, I honestly want to do as many films as I can here in Boston, and just get as many people and talent from around the world here to know that we're an entertainment hub.
I love it. I just love the idea. I also love the fact that you had Merengue, one of my favorite restaurants, in the film. So that was wonderful to see the artwork on the wall. And so, again, I'm just encouraging everyone, when the grand debut takes place with Surprise, Surprise, and I will certainly let the listeners know and keep them posted on that particular launch. In the meantime, you can go to Crosby Tatum's website. It is www.surprisethis.com. You can read up on all the talent, the people who made this movie possible, and to be a part of this. I think it's very, very exciting. I'd love to see Boston as a major hub for independent filmmaking, particularly with filmmakers of color. That is terrific news. It really is. Crosby Tatum, thank you so much for being a guest on my program.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
All right, take care. All righty. Crosby Tatum is the producer and filmmaker and star in a new movie that is forthcoming called Surprise, Surprise, based here in Boston, but the implications are really worldwide, where you see a young college student in this movie and the insecurities that play itself out on the big screen and what he does and all the surprises that take place. He's a terrific filmmaker. I love the fact that he's here in our community here in Boston doing some amazing things, and not only doing it independently, but he's involving others in his dream. I love the fact that an idea that came about when he was in community college then translated now into a lifelong passion. That's exactly what we're talking about when it comes to empowerment, and he's living his dream out loud. So again, Crosby Tatum and Surprise, Surprise, wonderful movie. I enjoyed it. In fact, he packed the house. I forget how many seats were there, but there were a couple hundred people in the audience during this private screening, and I knew about him all through Facebook. So you never know what happens when you're online and you can meet some terrific young people, particularly young adults like Crosby. It really is worth being online and doing it in a way where you can help others. I'm going to his site, and I'm going to actually donate because I believe in what he's doing. I hope that each and every one of you will just really take hold of your dream. Never look at something where it's totally impossible. See how you can get things done. See how you can work with others to get your dreams done. When you're talking about filmmaking, it's those kinds of large projects, you cannot do it by yourself. You actually have to be a part of a team, and I really see him as a visionary team leader, and I want to see others, both Boston, Detroit, Chicago, wherever you happen to be, go make it a good day, really focus on your dreams, and hopefully your dreams will come true just as they are doing so for Crosby Tatum. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. See you soon. We'll be right back.